Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in the beginning of Simen Reish Samech. We are on page 62. Simen Reish Samech is Dinei Hachnosa Shabbos, the halachas of going into Shabbos. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Mitzvah, Lirchotz, Ponov, Yodov, Viraglov, Bechamen, Be'era Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah to wash one's face, hands, and feet with hot water on Erev Shabbos. The Ramah sticks in mitzvah lirchotz kol gufo. There's a mitzvah to wash one's whole body. V'im iev sholo, and if he's not able to wash his whole body, so then yirchotz ponav yodav v'raglov b'chamim be'Erev Shabbos. Then he should at least wash his face, hands, and feet with hot water on Erev Shabbos. So the Ramah is adding on that really the mitzvah is to wash your whole body. Only if that's not a possibility, then you should wash at least your face, hands, and feet. Umitzvah lochuf harosh is a mitzvah to wash your head, your hair. Ulagalea chatzi parnayim be'erev Shabbos, and also to cut your fingernails on Erev Shabbos. The Ramah says v'im hayu saros rosho gedolos, if one had long hair, mitzvah lagalcha, and it's also a mitzvah to shave your hair, to get a haircut on Erev Shabbos. Ugishenotel tziparnov, when one cuts his nails, lo yitol osan kesidron, one should not cut his nails in order. V'yaschil b'smol b'kmitza, he should start on the left hand with the ring finger, the fourth finger from the thumb. U'b'yamin b'etzba, and on the right hand he should start with the pointer finger with the second finger from the thumb. V'simen lazeh, and the sign of the order in which one should cut his nails. De'behege b'smolo, u'b'da'aga b'yamin. And that's really an abbreviation, Dalet Beis Hey Gimel Aleph on the left hand, meaning you start with the Kmitza, which is the fourth finger, and then you go to the second finger, then you go to the fifth finger, which is the pinky, the Gimel is the middle finger, and the Aleph is the thumb. And that way, none of the fingers are being cut in order. And on the right hand, you start with the second, and then you go to four, and then 1, 3, 5. So that is the best way to cut one's nails. That's from the Abudraham. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah now in the beginning of the Siman. Sivkatan Aleph, on the first point of the Mechaber, that it is a mitzvah to wash his whole body, or at least Pana Yadav Raglov, with hot water on Erev Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, B'nei Kavod HaShabbos, that's in honor of Shabbos, to get ready for Shabbos, to wash yourself. U'mikom makom ein zechov v'gemura. But says the Chavetz Chaim, this is not an absolute chiyuv. V'hamakayim u'mikabel oleh ha-sachar, and one who is makayim this mitzvah will receive reward for it. V'she'enu makayim, and one who is not makayim it, enu nena shaleh, he's not going to get punished for not being makayim it. So it's a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv. One has to be very careful that through this mitzvah of rechitza we're discussing over here, one should not come to any chshash of chilul Shabbos. In our great averos, many stumble over this halacha in the winter months when the days are very short. So Erev Shabbos is very short. Sheyoshvin kimat ad chashecha, that they're sitting in the merchatz till it gets very close to dark. Va'afim gomar es etzem harachitza beheter, and even if they finish their washing bizman heter before Shabbos starts, gam kein bizdamin iser liyado, still a person gets into his hands some kind of isurim. Shepa'am husorik es rosho basol, sometimes he combs his hair at the end. Shehi malacha daraisa, which is a malacha daraisa of gozes, when he rips out hair on Shabbos. And gam motzui sha'acha gemar kol ha'pulo sochet ha'aluntus sh'amayim sh'nivlabo. And also, sometimes it happens that after he finishes all the inyanim of the bathhouse, he squeezes out his towel from the water that's absorbed there. V'hu b'chlal mechabes. And that's an isra of laundering, which is an av malach of malabin. U'kamo shivur l'kamam v'simin sh'nbez. Like we'll see later in sh'nbez. So one wants to be careful to make sure that he does the Beis HaMerchatz early enough, that not only the washing is not going to be done by Isser, but even the combing of the hair, the squeezing out of the towel, all should be done before Shabbos. V'roi l'chomi shenoga yiras Hashem b'libo l'noas ha'am mizeh, and it's befitting for any person that has a touch of yiras Hashem in his heart to hold back the nation from doing these isurim. U'zechus ha'rabim yiatolui bo, and the zechus of the rabim will be dependent on him. V'gam k'dei shelo yitofes chas v'sholom b'avonam, and besides getting the credit for saving them from chilul Shabbos, you'll also be saved from being punished with them. V'kiyadua ma'amer chazal, like we know Chazal tell us, kol mi she'esh olumchos ba'an shebeso, ve'eno mocha, Anyone who has in his power to protest his family members from doing Yisurim and he doesn't protest, Nitvas Ba'avon Anshe Beso, he's punished for the Averas of his family. V'chomi Shiesh Lalimchos Ba'anshe Yiro V'ena Mocha, and one who's in a position that is able to protest against that which people of his city are doing wrong and he doesn't protest, Nitvas Ba'avon Anshe Yiro, he's going to be punished for the Averas of his city as well. So besides the credit that you get, the Zechus HaRabim, we tell you on him from stopping them from Yisurim, but if he's the one who has the power to stop them, and he doesn't, not only does he not get the credit, but he'll get punished for their averas as well. Sivkotan Beis, the mitzvah is lirchotz. V'gam al hanoshim shayach mitzvahs rechitza. Zadok HaVetz Chaim, this is not only a mitzvah for men, this is also a mitzvah for women as well. Ubimei achorev sheyomim kitzarim, in the winter when the days are short, ve'ein lam p'nai, the women don't have time, yikaimu mitzvahs ha-rechitza b'fneim v'yedeim v'yishvimekayim the mitzvah rechitza by washing their faces and their hands. Ve'af la'noshim dai b'zeh k'shein lam p'nai, even for men this would be enough if they don't have time, ve'ayim b'el yirabba. Sivkotan Gimel, the Ramah told us that the mitzvah is to wash his whole body. Haynu b'cham, and this means in hot water. And we said if it's not possible, then the Mechaber told us he washes with Yodov Viraglov Bechamin. Says the Mishaburus, the Katan Dal, the Ka'ez, Eino Hogim Lizoyer Baze. Nowadays, we're not so careful to be washing our feet. The Efsher Dedafka Medino Sehem. And it could be the reason is specifically in their Medino, Shahayu Regilim Lelech Yochif, since they would normally walk around barefoot, Vidarko Lirchos Bamay Bibne Ha'ovach Leha'ofar, and they would wash off their feet with water because of the dust and the dirt, and therefore that was what they did in the olden days. Masha'en came to Medino Seinu, but in our countries nowadays, where we don't walk around barefoot, we're not makbid to wash the raglayim. The keinz that kosav primigadim will elbis semedal beish lavrom sivkaton aleph ayin sham sivkaton hey be'er Shabbos. All this washing should be done on Erev Shabbos. V'hu adin b'chol zeh be'erev Yom Tov. And the same thing is true that a person should wash his body as well on Erev Yom Tov. Aval biyom chamishi lo have yikara de Shabbos. But doing the washing on Thursday, that's not already an honor for Shabbos. Elo im kein i'efshol lo lirchotz bi'er Shabbos. Unless it's not possible for you to wash on Friday, oz kol kamba de mikro lo Shabbos tfeim ali. Then the closer you can get to Shabbos, the better. V'chein inin l'estaper. And the same thing is when it comes to a haircut. So the inyan is to do it on Friday, but if you can't do it on Friday, as close as you can get to Shabbos, there is an inyan to wash yourself and to get a haircut. Sivkotan vav b'erev Shabbos, ubiyom chamishi makpidin shlo litlon. This is going on that which the Mechaber says that one should cut his nails on erev Shabbos. So the mishaburu on Thursday, we're makbid not to cut our nails. Because the nature of nails is that they start growing back the third day from when they are cut. So if they're cut on Thursday, Thursday's day one, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, they start growing on Shabbos. And if so, that's not a proper covet Shabbos if you're cutting your nails on a day that's going to cause them to start growing on Shabbos. You want them to be cut and to be very short on Shabbos. If you're cutting them on Thursday, which caused them to grow back on Shabbos, that is not a proper tikkun covet Shabbos. We're going to see all the mishaburas over here, and then we'll see some very practical notes as well. There are those who write that one should not cut his fingernails and his toenails on the same day. And one, like we said, should really only cut his nails on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontif. The proper way is, since it's all supposed to be done on Erev Shabbos, but you can't do both the same day, so the proper mahalach is, one should cut his toenails on Thursday, and his fingernails on Friday. We'll see why bedafka that order, but they shouldn't be cut on the same day, so we'll do the fingernails on Friday and the toenails a day earlier on Thursday. Isa b'Gemara, the Gemara tells us, Hasoreif tziparnayim chosid, one who burns his fingernails is a chosid. Kovron tzaddik, one who buries his fingernails after cutting them, he's a tzaddik. Zarkon rasha, but one who throws them, he's a rasha. Why? Shema tavur aleim isha muberes v'sapil, because maybe a pregnant woman will walk over them, and that will cause her to have a miscarriage. Therefore, in a beis medrash where there aren't women around, or a bathhouse which is made just for men, so muter lizrok, then it would be okay to throw the nails down after you cut them. Gam isa shem b'gemara. The Gemara also brings down That which we say that can be dangerous for a pregnant woman, that she could have a miscarriage, it only has the power to be mazik in the place where the nails initially fell. But if you gathered them after this, and you threw them outside, then there's no problem. They don't have the power to cause hezek. The Prisha writes, Mikan, from here we learned, that if one cut his nails in the house in a place where the women are around, and some of his nails fell to the ground, he should sweep up that place, and move the nails from their location, and there's no problem. The Yerabba says it could be that it's dafka if you throw them outside the room, that's called a shinu makom, and then it loses its power to damage. Once you wash his hands after he cuts his nails, because that brings on a ruach ra, which requires netilas yadayim. Sivkotan Zayin is going on that which the Rama says, if one has long hair, it's a mitzvah to cut his hair. Bisaro b'misparayim, with either a razor or with scissors. V'atam, the reason is, k'dei shelo yichnos l'shabbos k'shum menufel, he shouldn't go into Shabbos when he looks like a menufel. Yesh mekomo she'en legalchen ve'enotlin siparnayim b'rosh chodesh afilu chal b'yom erev Shabbos kodesh. There are some places that they don't cut their hair, they don't shave, they don't cut their nails on Rosh Chodesh, even if it falls on Erev Shabbos. Ki kein tziva Rabbi Yehuda Achaser. That's part of the tzivui of Rabbi Yehuda Achaser, not to cut nails, not to cut hair on Rosh Chodesh, even if it's Erev Shabbos. We'll see an important note about that shortly. And Sivkotan Ches, lo yitol. So we said that when you cut your nails, you shouldn't cut them in order. But Tashbetz Kosev Shemaram Lo Dikik Bazeh. The Tashbetz bring down that the Maram was not makbid on this, and he did cut them in order. Vechein Kosu Al Ha'ari, and the same thing they say about the Arizal. Mikomokom Yesh Lizar L'Chadchila, but says the Mishabura from the Magen Avram, that L'maisa still one should be careful L'Chadchila. So I'd like to go back now and see a lot of notes. We're going to begin on the page after 62, where there's no Mishabura, there's just a bunch of notes over there. We'll begin with note number 9. Note number 9, we said that we're makbid not to cut the nails. It's in the Mishabura of Katan Vav. We said on Thursday we're makbid not to cut the nails. Then Eino Yachol Kotetzan Be'er Shabbos, but if you can't cut the nails on Friday, Kegon Shechalbo Rosh Chodesh, like we mentioned, we don't cut them on Rosh Chodesh, or if Friday is Yontif, then you're allowed to cut them on Thursday. Note number 10. So we said it's not proper covet Shabbos. If you're going to cut your nails on Thursday, they're going to start growing back on Shabbos. Tam ze kosav ashar tzion, shehum meha el yorabba. That's the sheet of El Yerabba. But El Yerabba also brings down another reason not to cut your nails on Thursday, besides the reason the Mishabura brings down that it's not proper covet Shabbos, that they can go back on Shabbos. The other reason he brings b'shem the Achronim is shekevan shatziparnai maschilin ligdo b'yom shlishi l'kazisosam. Since the nails start growing again the third day from when they are cut, im yiktos osam b'yom chamishi, if you're going to cut them on Thursday, hari aschilu ligdo b'shabbos, and it's like you're causing that the beginning of their growth should be on Shabbos. It's like somewhat doing a little bit of malacha on Shabbos because you're causing the nails to grow on Shabbos. So it's not so much the covet Shabbos that the nails are not going to be so short because they're starting to grow already, but rather it's avoiding something that resembles a malacha of Shabbos, that you're doing something on Thursday that's going to cause the nails to grow on Shabbos. We can continue with note number 11. Note number 11 was going on that which the Mishabura said one should not cut his fingernails and his toenails on the same day. That's because, says the Shulchan Arav, it's a chash sakana. V'im kotzatz by Laila, if you cut one of them at night, kotzav eishal avram, shayom shel achrav nechshav ka'osu hayom. That will not help, says eishal avram. If you cut one at night, cutting it the next morning is not going to help you because the day goes after the night. That's all considered one day, and that's not really the way you should do it. Next paragraph, note number 11. Ubatama Dover Shenoshim Bitfilas Mitzvah Kotisos Lachilas Yipone Hayadayam Varaglam Yachtov. I, women that have to go to the mikvah, cut their fingernails and toenails the same day. So the Ksosha Shulchan writes, Shum Mipnei Shekaimelon Shom Mimitzvah Lo Yededa Dovara. That's because they're doing it for Dvar Mitzvah, and one who's guarding a mitzvah will not know any bad, and therefore the Noshim are protected in cutting the fingernails and the toenails the same day, even though we said before it's a Chshash Sakona. Note number 12 is going on that which the Mishnah Berurah said, since you're supposed to do both on Friday, but you can't do both the same day, so we do the toenails on Thursday, the fingernails on Friday. So why are we being more careful and giving more chashivas to the fingernails that they're getting Friday and toenails are only getting Thursday? So the Masa Shekel explains, that's because the fingernails are revealed, they are visible. Therefore, going with the reason that we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that we don't want to cut on Thursday because they start growing back already on Shabbos, so that the place where it's more nicker, where they grow back, we want to avoid, and therefore the fingernails where it's more nicker, we cut badafka on Friday. The toenails where it's not nicker, so since you can't do it the same day, that will be pushed earlier till Thursday. Vayter in note number 13, we'll start in the second paragraph. Let's say you forgot to cut your toenails on Thursday and they're long. You want to cut your toenails and fingernails the same day. So Mata Ephraim writes, "Bidyevid yiktzel tziporni haraglayim yachad and tziporni hayadayim biyom vav." He says it would be okay to cut your toenails and fingernails the same day. V'chachila, again, one should avoid it, but if one forgot, cutting it the same day would be okay. And it sounds like it would be preferred rather than leaving them longer for Shabbos. Even though the reason brought down before was because of Sakana, Lemaisa, if you're stuck, so it seems like it's better to cut them both on Erev Shabbos than to leave one uncut for Shabbos. Note number 14. We said one who buries the nails is a tzaddik. Tam hadover shesreifa adifa akfura. We said that burning it is better than burying it. One's a chassid, one's only a tzaddik. So Rashi explains the reason why burning it is better. If you only bury it, so it's still around in the world, there's still a concern that it might get revealed. If you burn it, it's gone. The minhag of the Chazon Ish was he would take all his nails that he cut the entire year and gather them in a wrapping, and he would burn it on Erev Pesach together with the chametz that he was burning. If you skip down a couple of lines, it brings down what Rav Yashav did. He was noig lahanichon besoch niyar. He put the nails in a paper, ulasorfon b'chol Erev Shabbos, and he would burn his nails every Erev Shabbos. What about flushing down the toilet? So from this Nikarel says, that's like burying it. So you don't get the highest level, it's not considered like burning it, because again, it's not destroyed from the world. The stipler says, this not lechatchila. Because the Gemara says that one who burns them is a chassid. If so, it's clear that lechatchila, it's best to burn it. Now we turn to cross and page Lamed Beis. We'll read a couple of notes over here. And we will begin with note number 17. We said that there are those, because of the tzava of Rav Yehuda HaChassid, they don't cut their nails, they don't cut their hair on Rosh Chodesh, even if it falls on Friday. Says note 17, Omlam le'inyan tisporas b'Rosh Chodesh ir shechal b'Erev Shabbos. But when it comes to cutting the nails on Rosh Chodesh ir that falls on Erev Shabbos, so we're going to see later on in Hilchos Pesach, she'afu nohogim shelo l'staper b'sviyas ha'omer miyad achar Pesach, even though those who are knowing the first half, they don't cut from Pesach all the way till Lag ba'omer, mutter le'estaper be'er Shabbos, imchar Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh Iyar falls on Shabbos, so then you have a double simcha, you have Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, you're allowed to shave on Friday. Now when you shave on Friday, because Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, it always will be that when Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on Shabbos, it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, it will always be Friday Shabbos. So by the Mishnah Berurah is saying that you can shave when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos by Iyar, it's basically saying you can shave on Friday, which is Rosh Chodesh. So even those who have a minhag not to shave normally on Rosh Chodesh, which is Erev Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying over there, and that's a discussion in the poskim, that in that case, even those who are normally makbid can be lenient to shave on Erev Shabbos, even though it is Rosh Chodesh. And one last note that we'll read is note number 18. We said in the Mishabura that the Maram was not medaktik, not to cut the nails in order, and the Arizal was not makpid, but the Mishabura ended off and said that one should be careful to chatchila. Ubetama makpidin shalolitol tziparnaim kesidrin. What's the whole reason for this, why people are makpid not to cut their nails in order? The Shulchan Aruch Rav says, ipneishu kosher l'shichacha, because that causes a person to forget his learning. V'chein gorim likbor habonim ulanios rachmano l'tzlon. It also causes one to bury his children and to poverty. So pretty serious things are in store if one cuts his nails in order. Therefore, those who are makbid would not to do it in order. If you skip to the next paragraph, he writes, "Ubedzin zel lochilek haMishabura ben tziporne yodov v'tziporne raglov." Clearly, from the Mishabura, he wasn't mechalek between fingernails and toenails in terms of not doing it in order. V'achazanish hikvid rapid tziporne yodov. The Chazanish was only makbid on the fingernails shalola kotzes on kesidra, not to cut them in order. The Chazanish was only makbid on his fingernails, not to cut them in order. V'lotzi b'tziporne raglov, but his toenails, he was not makbid; he would cut them in order. V'dite gagon rochaim kineski shekachu loshen adarke Moshe. And Rochaim was medaktik. That's the lashon of the Darkei Moshe. Shlo hiskir beseder haktitza tziporne raglov. When he mentions the order of the cutting, he doesn't mention tziporne raglov, only the tziporne yodov. V'chein kasav aktzos hashulchem. So too writes aktzos hashulchem. So we're up to Sif Beis and Rish Shem. Tomorrow we'll finish up the simon and we'll begin simon Reish Samach Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.